If he only lies only of these three things, then we return madrina lay. But the nishana demili achrini, if the person lies in other things, then lay madrina lay, then we can't return with him. He's called a liar, and therefore we don't trust him that he says he recognizes this kli. Even though to recognize something is a good simon, we're afraid maybe he's lying. But says mazutra chasido ingvalei kosa de kaspa mirishpiza. Hey, mazutra chasido, he was once staying by an inn, and when he was there by the inn, somebody in the inn stole his silver becher. Somebody stole it from him. Rashi says kli shel ishpiza hoya. It was even the silver becher of the ishpiza. It was the host. It was the owner's silver becher, and somebody stole it. Okay. Mazut was just it wasn't his becher. Mazut Chasidu was by an inn, and the innkeeper told him that somebody in the inn here stole my silver becher. As ignorantly, cost of the castle mishpiza from the innkeeper, it was stolen his silver becher. So now Mazut saw Chazia lehu bar beirav. He saw Taka beirav. The master Yodi was washing his hands. The nogiv the gleam of the chavrei. He wiped his hands on his friend's shirt. He saw a young person doing this. Omas Mazutra said, "Hi, no, I. This is the ganef. He for sure stole the silver becher. Why? Because he doesn't care about other people's money. If I see he's wiping his hands on somebody else's shirt, he doesn't care about his friend's shirt. So he doesn't care about other people's money. So therefore, he's the one that stole it. And when Maisu was kasuya, they tied him up. The yaida, and he admitted that he was the one that stole it. Yeah. Right. Tanya will learn like this. Moidi Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Shimon ben Elazar agrees." The kelim chadoshim by new kelim sheshov sanayim, that if the owner could really recognize it, he could recognize his kelim, his eye was satisfied with it. Shechayev lahachris, then you have to return it. Kli and puri just means a new kli that you don't recognize it. But if you could recognize it, also agrees you would return it to tamachachim. The eluain kelim chadoshim shleishov sanayim, but these are called new kelim that you don't recognize it so much, and therefore sheinachayev lahachris, you don't have to return them. These are called kli and puriyus. What? Kagoyin ba'bei machtin. Bundles of needles, bade machtin, tsnuyas, that's the way what you weave with. You ask the common forest, bade machtin, shetulim by machtin. Means like a bundle of needles that were hanging, needles were hanging on it. So then as Rashi says, maz logais, kitanim, shetulim by zog, that you weave gold with these things. Umachruzais, shokadumas, or a string of axes. So kol elia, these things, if they're new kalim, you don't use them, I say, that much, or you don't have a tfiyas ayin yet. Now, kol elu shom, all these that were said, eimasayim lutarim, when are you allowed to keep these? You find the kli and puriyah. Like, when do we say there's no simon on it, that you're allowed to keep it? There's man shemotsim echad echad. You only found one at a time. Versus bad achas amachvaz echad. But avamotsim shnayim, so you found two, and two of them, then chayav achad, then you have to return. Why? Rashi says, the minyan have a simon. Like, if the person lost two, so then two is a simon. So therefore, you have to return it, because the owner can give a simon how many he lost. Now the Gemara says, my body, what does body mean? Shuchi. That's what Shuchi means, anofim shalilun, branches of the tree. Via my correlate body, why is it called body? Dov with the toli be midi. It means something you hang on, like on a branch, you hang something on, that's why it's called body. Bad correlate, the Gemara says, that via my correlate body, because dov with the toli be midi, bad correlate. Something that you hang something on is called a bad. Ki Yahu, the host, like learned over there, that the tenan hosim ola echod the bad echod. There was one leaf with one branch on it. So Rashi learned the sechta was going to be ola bad echod. The sechta sukkah going to be a rov with a rovis. Shenoshru mixes all the part of its leaves fell off. The nishtaru boy shloi sholim lachen and three leaves are still there. Because the other filu ola echod, even one leaf is left over. The bad echod shera on one branch. That's called ola echod the bad echod. One leaf is left over and one branch is also cost of their rovis. So Kitzur, these kelim here are called Kli and Puriyah, the new ones. L'shos Nayin, there's no simin. But if you found two together would be a simin. You have to return it because minyan is called a simin. Now the Gemara says, V'chein Hoya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Used to say another Kiddush also. Not only about a Kli and Puriyah, but another locha. That Hamatzel min Ari, if somebody saves something from a lion, or min Adoy from a bear, or min Anema from a panther, or min Abadlis, or else from the ocean that's overflowing and taking things away. Or else the river bank is overflowing. So, or else, you find something in the big places that's Rishus Rabbim. South your plateau, those are the main meeting places. They're called the Rishus Rabbim. Or the whole Mokam Sharabim Sham. If you find an object in any big public place, that a lot of people are there. Yishnod alocher is harei elu shaloi. You have a right to keep them. And he says, why? Mifnei she'abayilem esiyayishim hen. Because since the person knew he lost it in the Makam Rabin, so therefore, the owner for sure is miyayish. And Rashi learns, the Komak Rabin v'yafilu gav v'shesh v'simin. Even though it's a chepas that has a simin, still he holds the owner is miyayish. Since he lost in a place, the Makam she'arabim tzuyim sham, the owner gives up hope right away of getting it back. This is Reb Shimon ben Eloz's halach. Now, we have a lot of questions about this. He boiled you of a question like this. Ki kom Reb Shimon ben Eloz. When did he say this halacha? B'rayv Kananim. Maybe only you found in a public place where most people there are goyim. Therefore, a Jew that lost it, even though he has a simin, he'll think that most probably a goy will find it. And a goy won't return it. So therefore, he's miyayish. Avol b'rayv Yisrael loy. But if you lose it in a place that most people are Jews there, maybe there the owner's not miyayish. Because we're talking about now he has a simin. Just he lost it in a public place, so what? Since most people are Jews, he'll have a right to say, most probably a Jew will find it and return it to me. That's a shayla. Or Duma, maybe no. Afilu b'rayv Yisrael nami yomar. Maybe no. Rav Shimon Eloz still said, even though you lost in a public place and most people are Jews, still the owner is miyayish. Right, sir. Now, Imtim Slayna, if you want to tell me, Imtim Slayna, that Afilu b'rayv Yisrael nami yomar, even though most people are Jews there, still he says, you got to keep it. And Tosha says, the time of Mishum Dikin should lay mali v'shakvilo. Because the owner is still afraid. Since it was lost in a public place, even though most people are Jews there, but there's probably a lot of people that are not so nice, and they'll keep it for themselves. Therefore, the owner is still miyayish. Maybe that's Tanna Shimon Eloz. But still, we have a question. Pligi Rabbanan Olay, or Loi Polig? Do the Rabbanan argue on Shimon Eloz to say that, no, you have to return it, or they don't argue? Now, V.M. Tim, even if you want to tell me, Pligi, does the Rabbanan do argue and say you have to return it, where it has a simin, maybe only if you want to tell me they're about to argue, that's for sure they're going to argue in the case that they're Rov Yisraelim there. For sure the owner is not Miyayish, because he thinks the Jew will find it and return it. He'll return it. But Barayv Kanan and Pligi, Olay Pligi, this is a suffix. What's going to be if you lose in a place that most people are Goyim? Do they're about to argue and say still you have to return it, because maybe a Jew will find it, but here no, for sure the owner is Miyayish. Now, V.M. Tim, even if you want to tell me, Pligi, Afilu B'rayv Kananim, yes, the Rabbanan argue in all cases. Even though it was lost in a place that Rov Goyim are there, still since it has a simin, the owner does not give up hope. He'll hope that maybe Jew will find it and return it. Now, Halacha K'moisoi, Ayin Halacha K'moisoi. Do we paskin like him or don't we paskin like him? Now, even if you want to tell me that there's Machlekes in, who do we paskin like? Do we paskin with Shimon Eloz or not? In Tim Slam, Halacha K'moisoi, even if you want to tell me, do paskin with Shimon Eloz, Daska B'rayv Kananim may be allowed to keep it. Ayafilu B'rayv Yisrael. So that's our shayla. Our shayla is, where exactly did Reb Shimon ben Eloz say it? Maybe only by Reb Kananim, or no, even by Reb Yisrael. Then we have a suffix, do the Rabbanan argue on him? And if they argue, do they only argue by Reb Kananim, or even by Reb Kananim, or even by Reb Yisrael? Or maybe only by Reb Yisrael, but not by Reb Kananim? And even if they argue in both, now we have a suffix, do we pass him like him in both or not? So Toshma, come and bring your proofs. Says Alochom, Hamoitzi Moitzi Bata Kanesi the Bata Midrashu the Chomach Ramah Tzim Shomer Elo Shaloi. Because they shabalam with Yashem him. So man shamal the Yosu Bata Rubu Shemin Alozo Shemin Mina Filu Brady Yisrael Nami. He says you're allowed to keep it. Of course the right Bata Kanesi is Jews are there. You see since Rove even the Rove are Jews still you're allowed to keep it. So when they're asking them for Zorim they'll spread out. Even for Zorim my year Mokash Ramah Tzim Shomer Filu Mokash Ramah Tzim Shomer Elo Mokash Ramah Tzim Shomer Bata Kanesi is Gosh Kananim. Gosh Hashim. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll go with Eskimar again. Stop here. You have holding up chov dalar omer aleph. Again, halfway down, a little more than halfway down. Toshma, come and bring your proof. And again, we're in the middle of the shalal again that Rav Shimon ben Eloz said a chiddush that if you find something b'makom harabim, so it's an automatic year, you're allowed to keep it. So we had a few sveikis. If he only said it b'makom roiv kananim, or did he even say it b'makom roiv Yisrael, and then we had a doubt, do the rabbanon argue? And if the rabbanon argue, do they only argue b'roiv Yisraelim? Or no, maybe even the argue b'roiv Kananim. That was all the doubts we had. Yes, now the Gemara says, Toshma, come and bring your proof. It said, Alocha, ha-moitzi mois, b'boti kinesiyas, or b'boti midrashis. If you found money in a shul or a base of medrash, or b'chol mokim shrabim mitzuyim shom, or any place that a rabbin goes there, is a rei elu shaloi, you're allowed to keep it. You're allowed to keep the money. Why? Mifnei sha'abayla mitzyayisha mihen. You have a right to say that for sure the owner was miyayish already. Since he lost it, the Makam Arabim, he thinks for sure he'll never get it back. Now, Man Shamad Lehu says
The Yozel Basaruba, that we go after Raiv. Now the Mokim Harabim, it's Muta, it's Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. So the Chura Shamat Minoif, and here there should be a proof that he says Dalochom, Afilu B'Rav Yisrael Nami. Like here, Beis Medrash, Beis Knesset, it's all Jews. Because even the Mokim, the Raiv, is a Jew, still the owner gives up hope of getting it back. He feels the Mokim Harabim, it's lost already. Tomorrow says maybe no. I'll tell you, Hokim my Askinim B'Mefuzorim. Here we're talking about the money was spread out. Because the money was spread out, there's no simin, so that's why the owner was miyayish. It has nothing to do with Reb Elazar, with Shimon Elazar. But Malkim, where there's no simin, avad the owner's miyayish. But the Gemara, even if we're talking about the money is spread out, my Aryeh, Malkim Sharabim Mitzrayim Shom, so why do we say he lost it? But Malkim Sharabim Mitzrayim Shom, Afilu Eino Rabim Mitzrayim Shom, even if the Rabim does not go by there. Afilu Eino Rabim Mitzrayim Shom. Also, there's Yish, because he has no simonim. Samara says, Ella for sure Liyolom Bitsrurin. We're talking about now that the money he lost was wrapped up in a bag that he has a simon. It was wrapped up the money. So really there's a simon on the money. If so, why do we say it's muta? I'll tell you Vahokha Bamaya Skinan. No, we're talking about over here. Bebote Kinesios Shel Kinanim. We're talking about a basic Knesset means of Goyim. That means Knesios just means the place where they gather together. The Goyim gather together there to have their meetings. So in the Goyish meeting place, if you lose money there for sure the owner is Miyayish. Maybe Rabbi Shimon Elazar only said it by Reb Kananim. And Boti Medrashus Michael Mema, that's good by Knesios. What about a Beis Medrash? A Beis Medrash means a place you learn. So Mar says, I'll tell you like this, it means, Boti Medrashus Didan, the Yasibu Kananim. True, it's talking about our Beis Medrash, but there are Goyim there. There are Goyim in our Beis Medrash. What are they doing there? So Rashi says, Shein chutzli year, that the basic medrash used to be outside the city. Umashivim bo kananam lishma, we used to have goyim come there to watch it. So the kids, since it's a goyish watchman, that's why we say the owner is miyayish, because he thinks he'll take it and keep it. So Mara says, hash to the yash lochi, once one answer like this, I'll tell you boti kinesias namadidan. It could be talking about our shuls, our boti kinesias. But it means the yash bo kananim, that the kananim, there's a shema there. So the kids said, that's why the owner is miyayish. So you don't have any proof. I mean, it could be Rav Shimon Elazar only said it by Roiv Kananim. And the reason why over here it's Mutter is because since there's a watchman, a Goyish watchman, the owner is Miyayish. Tarshma, come and bring another proof. If somebody finds an Aveda, you find a lost object in the street. So it depends. In Roiv Yisrael, if most people living there are Jews, so Chayav Hachris, then you have to return it. In Roiv Kinanim, if most people living around there are Goyim, Eina Chayav HaHakos, you don't have to return it. You don't have to be pronounce it. So Man Shamadlei, who do we hear from? The Yoma that says, Azlina Bosaruba, that you go after the Sfar of Roiv, if somebody lost it, the Makam Arabim, we say the Yom is Miyayish. Rabbi Shimon Elazar, he's the one that said it. And so Shamat Mino, we should have a proof that Ki or Ki Kom, Rabbi Shimon Elazar. When did Shimon Elazar say, if a person loses it, he's Miyayish only Roiv Kinanim? Only in a place where rogue people live in there are Goyim. So then the owner for sure thinks the Goy will find it. He gives up hope of getting it back. Abba Brevi Yisraeloi, but if the owner lost in a place that rove are Jews there, so then he's not Miyayish. He thinks, listen, a Jew will find it and he'll return it to me. So we have a proof. Gemara says, Lo, I tell you, there's no proof. It could be Rashi Ben Elazar himself says, even by Brevi Yisraelim, you're allowed to keep it. But I tell you, here this Brice to Hamani Rabbonini. This Brice that goes according to the Rabbonin. Gemara says, okay. If so, Tishud Mino will have a proof to something at least. That the Moidele Rabban Moshe Ben Elazar Perez Kananim, like we had that philosophic before, if the Rabbanan agree or argue totally on the Moshe Ben Elazar. So here we'll have a proof that the Rabbanan at least agree to Moshe Ben Elazar by Perez Kananim. That's why you're allowed to keep it. Mura says no. El Eliyoylam, I'll tell you, Liyoylam Moshe Ben Elazar. Could be this bright signal goes according to Moshe Ben Elazar. You have no proof at all what the Rabbanan would hold. And still there's no proof even according to Shimon Elazar. Why? The Afilu B'Rav Yisrael Nami. And it could be he himself, if Shimon Elazar said, even if we lose in a place of Rav Yisrael, also you're allowed to keep it. And so how come here, by Rav Yisrael, you have to return it? The Yochav Amayas Kinon, Bitomen. We're talking about that the object you found was not really lost. It was hidden. It was covered over. It's Tomen. In other words, the owner left it there. The Rashi says, the Chivon, the Tomenu, Lava Vedehi. Hilkav Rav Yisrael Yachris. It's not something that was really lost. The owner hid it there, and he's like, so that's why you have to return. So I'm going to ask the question. If it's talking about something you find that's hidden there, If so, my evidence take a bay. What right do you have to come and take it? That we want to slug off, that can't be pshan the brisa, that you found something hidden. Because if you find something that's hidden, the loch is, you're not supposed to touch it. For your tanan, we learned, Mosa kli diyashpa mechus.